Florida is taking new measures to protect the state from the threat of coronavirus. Hear how Governor Ron DeSantis plans to deploy National Guard troops to force residents back into the state's malls and movie theaters. And later, amid growing budget cuts, the United States Postal Service is looking to save some money by dumping all the mail in one big pile for everyone to go through. We've got the latest on where that big pile of mail is, so you can start rummaging for your envelopes. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. My boss says I'm not allowed to drink any more seltzer while I'm recording because it makes me burp too much, but I think he's full of shit. Stay with us. Oh, excuse me. As coronavirus cases continue to grow throughout the U.S., one state has decided to take drastic measures to overcome the pandemic. Earlier this week, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis used his executive power to deploy the state's National Guard to force residents back into malls, movie theaters, and other businesses. Joining us now with more details is OPR's Remy Berkland. Remy, what led to this decision by the governor?
Well, Leslie, Florida officials say they're taking these measures after millions of residents continued to avoid open restaurants and bars and blatantly ignored government guidelines to get back out there and save the economy. I spoke to Jeff Pemberton, a representative from Governor DeSantis' office, who had this to say.
No one wanted it to come to this, but the state's residents left us no choice. So the governor has signed an emergency measure that sends troops to our hardest hit areas to make sure people there are getting out of their house and staying in stores until they buy something.
Remy, aren't these actions a little extreme?
They are, and Pemberton acknowledged that this will unfortunately cause a huge blow to the state's population, but he insists that practicing social consumerism is the state's only option to stop this plague of economic downturn. Here's Jeff Pemberton again.
Simply put, irresponsible people are not taking the government advisory seriously. By refusing to take the family to the Cheesecake Factory for dinner and pick up a few things at Crate and Barrel on the way home, we're putting all kinds of corporations in danger. We are at a breaking point where these rules must be enforced.
The new measure also makes it illegal for the state's 21 million residents to congregate in restaurants and food courts with fewer than 10 people. And the National Guard is authorized to question any individual who doesn't look like they've had a haircut in a while, or whose roots are showing, to make sure they've made an appointment at a local salon or barbershop. If they haven't, those who are looking shaggy are subject to a $200 fine and will be taken to the nearest Supercuts.
Wow, even if they're trying to grow it out?
That's right.
Sounds so draconian. How are Floridians responding to these new regulations?
For some residents, the governor's executive order is already taking a toll.
Look, I realize that keeping the economy going is more important than everyone's health, but there has to be a balance. I just don't need any more scented body lotion from Bath and Body Works.
I've bowled 8 games in a row. I don't know how much more my arm can take, but they told me they'd shoot me with beanbag guns if I didn't pay to reserve the lane for the whole week.
I'm immunocompromised. You can't make me go to the theater to see Onward. I have rights.
Sir, Onward is the kind of heartfelt blockbuster that will make you laugh and cry, and is perfect for the whole family. Now, if you do not buy your ticket to the 4:45 screening, and then slowly make your way over to the concession stand to purchase a large popcorn, drink, and candy of your choice, we will use force.
While some people can be incredibly selfish.
Yes, and unfortunately, there are some large groups of protesters trying to defy the orders. We have some audio of the National Guard moving in on a crowd of people who were trying to leave a mall in Orlando without the required number of full shopping bags.
Show me your receipts.
I just came to the mall to window shop.
Ma'am, we could do this the easy way or the hard way, but you're going to go into that nail salon and you're going to pamper yourself.
The National Guard were finally able to control the crowd by using tear gas to corner them in a sunglass hut until they all bought Ray-Bans.
It's sad that this is what it takes to get some people to do what's right for the economy. But Remy, are officials worried that this could lead to an increase in coronavirus cases?
They're taking that into account, but Pemberton noted that those who will suffer the most will be the poor and people in nursing homes, and they don't have that much money to spend anyway.
Well, that's not so bad then. Thank you, Remy. That's OPR's Remy Berkland, back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, This is Witnessed. 19 days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Unless you're from Florida, today's episode has been pretty useless, and for that I apologize. But I can assure you the rest of this episode applies to the entire southeast region of the country. And that's a Leslie Price guarantee. Here's what else you need to know today. Millions of loaves of bread were immediately dumped in the trash following shelter-in-place orders being lifted in states across the country. Residents in such states were reportedly so sick of baking and eating the shit, they threw their many leftover loaves directly into the garbage as soon as their governors gave them the go-ahead. And some antsy nursing home residents in New Jersey are counting down the seconds until they can all get back to fucking each other. Residents at Belmont Village Nursing Home could be heard moaning with passion just at the mere thought of Governor Phil Murphy loosening social distancing measures so they could all get back to doing the nasty. And finally, a bit of good news amid the pandemic. Tyson Foods is honoring their employees today, promising that any meat packer who dies from the coronavirus will not go to waste. Not sure exactly what they mean by that, but it sounds like a lovely gesture. And that'll do it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can like and subscribe to the topical wherever you get your podcasts. And for more on all the day's top stories, be sure to visit theonion.com as well as our premium pornography channels on pornhub.com/thetopical. They're very tasteful and lucrative, so don't miss out. Thanks as always for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.